What's the journey been like to get back to being open for Carriage Works?
It's been a pretty difficult time, although we're not really the only ones in the arts and other sectors, I know. So, you know, every time it feels a bit hard, I think we sort of realise that a number of companies are doing it tough, and we're just part of that. But, I mean, the journey's been that COVID hit us extremely hard. We are an organisation that relies on running a range of commercial activity and events on site to basically underpin and fund our artistic program. So, you know, we raise 3/4 of our revenue through that sort of a commercial activity, and it's basically event focused, and that all went out the window very, very quickly when the type of events we need to do, the large scale events, large numbers of people, became impossible. Mm. So, you know, we did what we could to trim down and try and find a way through it, but we had to go into voluntary administration. And fortunately, thanks to some superb philanthropists who've come forward, we were able to come out of that. And that's a great relief to everybody, and I think a great relief to the artists and companies we work with. But I think we're also very mindful of the fact that it's been a damaging process also. And there are many independent artists and arts workers that have you know, lost money through this process, as creditors, and I think we're very, very grateful also, in a sense, for their support to enable us to come back and to reopen next week.
Absolutely, and it is so exciting that you are reopening next week. I hear that the weekly farmers markets will be back. What kind of measures will be put in place to keep everyone safe and sound during that really iconic Carriage Works event that happens?
Well, we actually ran the markets right up to the end of March, so it was already been a pretty difficult time. And so we put some pretty extensive measures in place to keep the market safe at that point, and we'll be reintroducing those as well as, I guess, in a sense, reevaluating them and perhaps making them a little more rigorous at points. The farmers' market's always been a sort of gathering place. It's been a great Saturday morning spot for the community, as well as a wonderful, you know, opportunity to connect with producers from around regional New South Wales, and of course to buy great produce. And we're actually emphasising that it's really very much a shop-and-go model for the time being. It's not really a place to gather, to linger, to meet friends, to socialise. So physically we'll be setting up the markets in such a way as to discourage that. It's a place now to come and to get your produce and to move on. There'll be capacity restrictions, there'll be checked entry and exit points, there'll be significant sanitisation. There'll be significant sort of social distancing enforcement and a range of other measures. So I do feel that there'll be a very safe environment to come to, but it is very much that shop and go sort of model for the time being.
Mm, come down, grab your fruit, grab your veg, grab a loaf of bread, get out.
Exactly.
Go home.
Exactly.
What other events do we have to look forward to?
Well, next week, next Friday, we're opening 2 exhibitions. So first up is Giselle Stambra's Synopticon, which is part of the Cathy Cavalieri Trust exhibitions or fellowship exhibitions. Now, we actually installed that exhibition through the month of March, and we're ready to open it in late March. So, of course, we weren't able to open it, so it's been sitting unseen for some months.
Patiently waiting.
And, you know, for those of us that have been in the building throughout that period, you know, something... Yeah, slightly sad and poignant about seeing this extraordinary artwork on a daily basis sitting in the semi-dark. So it's just fantastic we've got that opportunity to reopen or to open for the first time that work. And alongside that, we have a selection of work as part of the Biennale of Sydney, which is a sort of wonderful opportunity to connect with the Biennale and with Brooke Andrews' Niren exhibition. They are the works that were first installed at the National Arts School in March when the Biennale first opened, but the National Arts School were unable to reopen with the exhibition. So the Biennale approached us with this opportunity to relocate those works within the reopened Biennale. And, you know, they speak to such sort of strength and resilience. In any case, I think it's a perfect moment for us to show that work.
What a fantastic opportunity for Sydney-siders to be able to engage with that artwork if they did miss out the first time too. That's
exactly.
That's fantastic. How do we get our hands on tickets and info?
Well, it's not ticketed.
Oh, wonderful.
There are capacities, obviously, and so there'll be, again, a whole range of measures in place, and we'll be asking people to sign in and go through a sort of hygiene check at the front door. And capacity numbers through all spaces, but it's not actually a pre-booked. So it's a free event, of course. Both exhibitions are free. Come along Wednesday to Sunday, 10 to 5, from next Friday. And hopefully there won't be, we're hoping lots of people come obviously to see the work, but hopefully there won't be need for queuing outside. But we'll be managing that on an hourly basis.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are well across it, making sure it's nice and safe for everyone and giving people the opportunity to enjoy arts and culture once again in our beautiful, beautiful city, Blair. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to see you down at Carriageworks.
Yep, I look forward to welcoming people there.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.